Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Enough with people correcting my departed takes or my description of the departed. Got this one. Damon wasn't pretending to be a cop. He was a dirty cop. I mean, I think if you're a dirty cop, you're kind of pretending to be a cop. But I guess we're parsing our words. Let's go to the phones and talk to former Steelers quarterback Charlie Batch. Charlie, Crowley, and Doran here with you, man. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, not a problem. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning. Okay, Kenny Pickett. What'd you see last year? What do you need to see from him this year? Broad strokes, Charlie.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, obviously, with being thrown in the manner that he did last October, that was a tough stretch. And I don't care if Mitch Trubisky was quarterbacking. I don't think they would have came out of it in the manner that they, 1-3 best, maybe 2-2. But as the year went on, I think what I like coming out of that bye week, coming into the Saints game, you saw the game starting to slow down for him. And he wasn't making the same mistakes. And you saw him progressively getting better and better. And, of course, we know about the comebacks that he was able to bring this team back from. And I really like where he's at. And as he enters into this offseason, all that experience and the game film that he played with last year, he gets to learn from that. And now having Matt Canada back and him being in his offense, I expect him to get better this season. And this is going to be hopefully similar to what Ben Roethlisberger did from his first year to second year.
Charlie, explain the dynamic between starting quarterback and backup quarterback, starting quarterback. You and Ben's situation, Mitch Trubisky being re-signed and extended, and Kenny's situation. How does that dynamic kind of work out operational-wise throughout the season?
Yeah, I think when you understand your role, you know, that's one thing. And, of course, you know, with him being signed back, everybody knew, or at least he understood, that he was going to be the backup, which was completely different than last year. He was signed to be the starter. The difference this year is the fact that, and it's going to be really, really interesting at the beginning of the year on how this transpires. Last year, Mr. Trubisky was voted a captain. And now here you are re-signing back to the same team that voted you the captain. What is that going to look like? And they're going to switch and say, hey, now Kenny Pickett's the captain? Or do you now stay with Mr. Trubisky? So it's going to be really interesting to see what happened from that dynamic. But ultimately, everybody knows this is Kenny's team. I'm just looking at that when nobody else is really paying attention to it come September.
Charlie, when did it kind of click for you? Because you had a lot of success in the NFL before you came to Pittsburgh. When did it kind of set in for you, okay, I'm ready to be a backup quarterback and start that chapter of my career? Because I was a little bit surprised that Trubisky decided to sign that extension and kind of come to terms with that.
Yeah, every circumstance is different. And of course, mine was different because I had experience coming into here. And then, of course, I signed a 1 year, then a multi-year deal. But ultimately, every time that my contract expired, there weren't any opportunities for a starting job. And ultimately, if it was going to be the backup, why switch and just make a change for the sake of making a change? That's how I ended up back in Pittsburgh. And then ultimately, when they offer you that 3 year deal, and you accept it, that's telling everybody around the league, including the team that you're at, is saying, hey, I'm okay in this particular role. The team wants me here, and I'm going to embrace it and help the starter in that particular capacity. I think Mitch is at that point right now, because if he wasn't, he wouldn't have signed a 3 year deal.
Charlie, do the receivers and skilled position guys need to grow and develop at the same pace as Kenny Pickett this year for this offense to be successful and to score points?
Yeah, I mean, everybody, you know, this time of year, everybody gets enamored with the fact of throwing on air and 7-on-7 and working with your receivers and taking trips out of town to continue to work. Ultimately, it comes down to the system that you're in. And right now, looking at Matt Canada's offense, we're not going to be throwing the ball 40 times a game. So let's not get excited about that. Now, can that eventually grow to that? Yeah, but I just don't think it's going to be this year. So I think that's going to come in the manner of how well that Kenny Pickett grasped this offense, which he looks really good. I was there on Tuesday. He looked really good in command and control of the offense. It's just a matter of how much Matt Canada is going to allow him to embrace that. And I think the biggest difference, I know I made the comparison to him and Ben Roethlisberger, but I think the biggest comparison in Ben Roethlisberger's second year was the fact that he was able to run no huddle and was able to embrace that. I just don't see that right now and in Matt Canada's offense. So I don't know if we're going to see that element of it. But, man, if he can get to that point, we'll really see he'll take that really huge jump from year one to year two.
Well, Charlie, talking about that jump from year one to year two, losing record for you guys in your first year, winning record for you in year two, more touchdowns, higher quarterback rating. When did it sort of click for you? And you just said you saw Kenny, and it looks to be clicking for him. So when did it happen for you?
Yeah, having the opportunity to play in your very first year, man, that is big time, because you get that experience. You're essentially being thrown into the fire, and you're learning on the fly. And that was something that I was able to do, and those were things that I appreciated. Not necessarily when I was going through it at the time, but ultimately it allows you to lean on that experience because the game ultimately slows down for you. Now, of course, my first year I had Barry Sanders. Man, what a great that was. Man, when you did play action, boy, everybody was into the daggone hole, and you had 10 yards between the linebackers and the safeties. Now, ultimately, my second year, Barry retires at the eve of training camp, so we didn't have a running game in that particular manner, so it affected the play-action game. Now, we say all of that when we fast forward. These are things that when you look at where Kenny Pickett is at, everybody knows what Najee Harris is capable of. Can he continue to build off of that? Yes. And when you see the moves that were made up front on that offensive line, that lets everybody know they are looking to control the line of scrimmage and run the football. And if they can do that, that will be a play action element that they are able to add to this offense that we have not seen before. And ultimately we can now add Pat Freiermuth controlling the middle of the field and being that, you know, that star that we hoped he would be when they actually drafted him here.
Charlie, I asked Tony Rasiopi, who is Kenny Pickett's personal quarterback trainer, earlier on the show. He was with us. What do you think is a more important dynamic, quarterback and center or quarterback and receiver, on the field-wise?
On the field is quarterback and center, and people would look back and be like, wow, you're crazy, because if you can get the ball snapped quicker and back in your hands and in place right where you need it to be every single time, especially in shotgun, that's huge because you get rid of the football easier. If you look at the time, there were times last year where the ball was floating. Quarterbacks were, you know, having to now bend down to pick up the football, and their eyes were now going from looking at the defense to eyes on the ground and then back up to the defense. Man, that's big. And that was something that Maurkice Pouncey was great at. And when that ball came back, not only was it in the perfect spot, but he came back with heat on it. So, let you know, that split second allow you to get rid of the football. Those are elements that people don't think about when they're looking at. I'll pay attention to that as OTAs continue on. And ultimately, when we get into preseason football, I want to see where the snap of the football lies. Because if you can get it right in that pocket, right-hand side of a quarterback, man, that is huge. And that is something we'll start talking about, how fast Kenny Pickett gets rid of the football if he can now get a split second help with the center and snap. That's why I say center and quarterback versus quarterback and receiver.
Charlie Batch joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. You know his voice. You know that's Charlie Batch. Charlie, a couple questions left here for you. Thank you so much for spending time with us today. On the same kind of vein there, you talk about the center exchange and how that matters on the field, maybe even more so than the receivers. How about a big receiver like George Pickens versus a guy like Deontay Johnson? Who would you think would aid you more as a young quarterback?
Well, I think it's kind of hard because they're both different receivers. You know, you have one that's speedy, shifty, and he can get in and out of his brace with Deontay Johnson, and we know he can make moves. Now, but when you look at Pickens, he's a big, taller receiver. He can get down the field. You can throw the ball around him. He's going to make that catch. But ultimately, it comes down to, you know, what plays are being called, because there were so many times that over the course of the last couple of years that there were always outbreaking routes and nothing in the middle of the field. We now need to start working on those in cuts, those skinny routes, timing routes that you can hit on that skinny post. And if you can hit those on time, man, those turns into a 15-yard completion to ultimately a 50, 60-yard touchdown. So these are things that they ultimately have to get into the game plan. But both of those two guys are capable of doing the exact same thing. It's just a matter of what are the right route combinations to allow them to make plays when they need to make them.
Charlie, Tony Rasiopi also said that this is the strongest he's seen Kenny's arm throughout the 7 years he's been training him. What are some ways to get your arm stronger? I mean, even from rookie year to your second year, what are some mechanics or training that you can do that could affect the way that Kenny is throwing the football?
Well, everybody focuses on shoulder, bicep, tricep, you know, those type of areas, but ultimately, it comes from lower body end because, you know, when everybody can pick up a ball and just throw, you know, not everybody, but majority of quarterbacks can throw and you say, oh, wow, this guy got a powerful arm. But when you start getting your legs into the throw, that ball jumps off your arm. So I think that may be what he's talking about. And that ultimately is credit to Kenny Pickett understanding his body stature and understanding what he needs to work on. And when you have a trainer slash quarterback coach understanding that, you start working from the ground up. Man, that's something that really ultimately could benefit Kenny here.
Last thing here for you, Charlie. Kenny Pickett put on 13 extra pounds here this offseason. Talked yesterday here on the station about the rigors of a 17-game schedule. What's it like for a quarterback, not just physically but mentally, week in and week out playing that schedule?
Well, it's hard because I never had played a 17-game schedule. Right. That just happened. So, you know, that's going to be new to everybody. And I was not in favor of a 17-game schedule because of the way that this season unfolds. And I always used to remind the rookies and say, hey, remember, you know, you include the 4 preseason games. Then you get to around Thanksgiving, you've already played a college season. And then they would get a, you know, break, go to bowl games, work on finals, and then ultimately go play a game. That doesn't happen in the National Football League. From Thanksgiving, you still have 6 games to finish the season. Now 7 to finish the season. That includes the playoffs. So when you understand how rigorous of it is, from your first year, that ultimately allows you to train and get your mind mentally ready to focus on what this 17-game schedule, hopefully a 2021-game schedule would be for these guys. And ultimately, if Kenny can lead us, man, we'll all be praising him and saying, man, what a great job of what he did from year one to year two, mainly focus on some of the weaknesses that he had, but ultimately able to translate that from a leadership perspective. And ultimately, like he talked about, his goal is to win a Super Bowl. And, man, we would embrace that around here.
Thank you, Charlie, for your time, man. Appreciate you.
Hey, I appreciate you. Thanks for having me.
Take care, man. That is Charlie Batch, former Steelers quarterback. Coming up next, a couple things there I want to pick apart. And then we got That's Right, I Said It on the Fan Morning Show.
Summer is right around the corner, and it's going to be a hot one, like 7 inches from the midday sun. You know where I'm going with this. You want to stay cool? Do it with Dunkin'. Dunkin' iced coffee. Oh, you can hear it. The ice cubes rattling around in the bottom of the cup. You hear it? You can smell it. Oh, it smells fantastic. And you can taste it. Go ahead, take a sip. Oh, wait, you didn't stop yet and pick one up. Do it now. Get to Dunkin'. Refreshers, iced coffee, cold brew, and lattes. Because Pittsburgh runs on Dunkin'.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.